Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to build into our region from the Ohio Valley and near the mid-Atlantic states, and that's going to bring some fair and pleasant weather. As we work our way into this afternoon, we may see a few diurnally timed showers or thunderstorms that could pop up over the eastern Catskills and drift into the mid-Hudson Valley. Some isolated showers or thunderstorms may also form over the southern Adirondacks. Now, in regards to the chance for thunderstorms, instability looks fairly weak, as well as wind shear, so any thunderstorms that do form will not be severe. Highs for the day today will run at right around normal for this time of year to slightly above normal, with highs in the lower to mid 70s in the valleys and 60s to lower 70s over the higher terrain. For the night tonight, any diurnally timed convection south and west of the capital region should dissipate rather quickly, and skies will once again become mostly clear, and temperatures will drop back down into the low 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a quasi-stationary front extends from middle Mississippi Valley westward to the central and southern high plains, and then into the Great Basin through Monday morning. Moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico will stream northward over the plains and the Mississippi Valley, and that's going to help produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the central and southern plains and middle and lower Mississippi Valley. Additionally, the showers and thunderstorms will also develop over parts of the northern and central Rockies into the Great Basin. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the central and southern high plains today, and the main threats from severe thunderstorms are going to be frequent lightning, severe thunderstorm wind gusts, hail, and a few tornadoes. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 110 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at 23 miles south of Gunnison, Colorado, and 13 miles north of White Sulphur Springs, Montana. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 76. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 75. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 71, while the normal low is 48. The record high of 93 was set back in 1900, while the record low of 31 was set back in 1969, tied again in 1971, and once more in 1977. Today's sunrise was at 5:32 a.m. The sun will set at 8:11 p.m. It is a total of 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 4 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are going to be seeing mostly sunny skies this afternoon as our highs reach near the low to mid 70s. For the night tonight, we'll have a slight increase in cloud cover, turning partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. Some of the higher elevations as well could get into the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to see mostly sunny skies early on, then a chance for an isolated shower or two as we work our way towards mid-afternoon on. Highs look to reach towards the mid to upper 70s for the night tonight. Chance for showers comes to an end early on. We'll turn to mostly to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny, and then we'll see the chance for some scattered showers as we work our way towards mid-afternoon on. Highs reach into the low 70s for the night tonight. We'll see a slight chance for some showers early on before we turn mostly to partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down to low 40s, some of the higher elevations into the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny with highs reaching into the low 70s for the night tonight. We'll turn partly to mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the low 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon as highs reach into the low 70s for the night tonight. We'll turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are looking at a pretty similar setup for the day today. We are starting out mostly sunny. We'll see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop as we head into the afternoon. Highs once again look to reach into the low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.